Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, unfortunately, some burglars view this holiday season a little differently to the rest of us. It can be a time of opportunity to enter your home looking for cash, jewellery or those new gifts that I mentioned were neatly wrapped under the tree earlier on. Well, we're hoping you can enjoy Christmas without incidents. So with that in mind, Peter Murray, security consultant and fellow of the Security Institute of Ireland, joins me. Peter, thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time. Don't want to scare anybody, but I suppose it's always good to be vigilant.
It is, and particularly this time of year, like burglaries, they reckon between 20-30% extra this time of the year. But what we have to remember is every home has something new this time of the year. So it's the burglar has to say, what is it I see when I look at your house to pick you? So sometimes we call that, what's the attractors? And things that we look at is, there's lights coming out your window. So that tells the burglar, your window is not totally locked. And it can be these simple little things that they look at and go, I'm going to try you. They mightn't get in, but it doesn't matter. It's what is it do I see that is going to attract me to go into your home? Simple things. You know, we look at, the question we get asked is presents in the home. Windows, curtains, open, closed. Well, for us, what we normally say is, if a blind is totally pulled, what's behind it? It's what we call the wonder effect. I wonder what's behind that. Because if you go to another home and the window is slightly open or the curtain is slightly open, and if you don't care, we don't care. And with a fully closed window, you're looking at, if they get in, they can't be seen. So it's a mind game. There is no set. If you do this, it'll be cured. If you don't do this, one of the better things we see people is have a card in the drive, because that creates, I wonder, is there somebody in? I don't want to meet them. And because, as I say, nearly every home has something new. Yeah, any home will do me. So what do I see to select you? And it's that simple, because these guys don't know you. They don't want to know you. They don't want to talk to you. They want to get in, grab and go. So simple things. Don't create a fortress. This is your home.
Don't display your gifts then, or maybe show off the big new fancy items you have either in the window.
Well, this is your home. We have to live. If we go on the premise of, I'm going to put this there and I'm going to hide this, you're not living. No. Do simple things. And we have what we call, do you remember years ago we used to have the adage, the village raised the child? Well, now we have a slightly different, it's the community looks after the community. Friends and neighbours, we make it natural. We walk around, you see somebody strange on the street, just say hello, good evening. No full conversation, but that person now realise they've been noticed in the street. So it's very simple things that what we say from the Security Institute, don't be spending money. There's no need to be spending money to increase your security. So do simple things, as I say, car in the drive, windows, lights, absolutely have your lights, but have your lights on sensors, because with sensor lights, they come on as someone approaches. And that, if you could imagine the adage of, if you're driving behind a car and you see the indicators come on, a flashing light, oh, something's going on there, as against what we call a constant light. Uh-huh. So again, we already have everything. So keep it simple and safe.
The lights, the alarms, the car in the driveway, all well and good. When you mentioned the friends and neighbours, is it a good idea as well maybe just to look out for each other and say, will you keep an eye on my place? I'm away for the day, or that kind of thing.
Well, you see, this is what I'm trying to do. There is what's called a concept called CPTED, Generation 3, and it's Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design. And really what it is, it's getting neighbours to become neighbours again. It's getting neighbours to go, listen, you're away tomorrow. Tell you what I do. We've two cars. Should I put one in your drive? Very simple things. Very simple things. Like tomorrow in our area, it's bin day. So what we would like is, when the bins are emptied, the bins are taken in. Because an empty bin, still at the end of the drive, brings these people onto your road. And they, I wonder, the bin is empty.
Okay.
It's sitting here. Why isn't it brought in? Maybe they're not there.
Good Whereas thinking.
The neighbour effect of the SIPTED, take it in. And everything. It just means your road doesn't become an attraction. And these people will go somewhere else. That's really what it is. Because everything is a gamble with them. They gamble you have something. And as we all say, sure, we have no Mona Lisas on our walls, but you don't want the effect of a burglary.
Peter, thanks very much.
It's horrible, horrible.
Thank you. And you're right about that. I know many people will testify to that, myself included. Peter Murray, security consultant and fellow of the Security Institute of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. And if we all looked out for our neighbours a little bit much more and maybe helped each other out a little bit this Christmas, wouldn't that be great?